This week on Prepping 2.0.
Gold and Silver with Joe J. Quint.
We have been blown away at his knowledge and his company's 100% trustworthy practices.
When disaster strikes, will you be prepared? This is Prepping 2.0 with authors and prepping experts, Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher.
Online at prepping2-0.com.
Get ready. Prepping 2.0 coming in 3, 2, one.
Welcome, everyone. This is Shelby Gallagher over here at Prepping 2.0, joined by my co-host on this show and co-host in life, Glenn Tate.
One of the topics that comes up most is gold and silver. And today, our guest, Joe J. Quint of the Patriot Trading Group, is going to tell us all about it because he knows what he's talking about. He's going to give you some advice that you can trust. And as always, remember, the only thing harder than planning for a disaster is explaining why you didn't.
So what time of year is it, Glenn?
It is late March and stuff is starting to grow and birds are starting to chirp.
I know. In Montana, we start hearing the birds chirp. You know, okay, they know something's up.
It's not 30 below zero and they're not all dead.
Exactly. So I am on my third round of plantings of seeds for my summer garden. And of course, you better know I got my seeds at Survival Garden Seeds. And I have to say now that I've planted a whole lot of them this year. I didn't do as many last year because we didn't have a great relationship going with them until later in the summer. But the germination rate, how vibrant they are when they start up. Oh my gosh, I cannot recommend them enough. And you can find them over at our website, prepping2-0.com. Click on Friends and Affiliates. They're there. There's a coupon code for their collection. So their homesteader collection, their gardener's collection, their medicinal seed collection. You can use that coupon code on any of those. And I cannot stress enough, I am impressed.
Top 100 items that disappear first. This is from a list prepared by Bosnia Survivors. It's available at our website, prepping2-0.com, under the appropriately entitled button, top 100 list of things. Number 55, candles. I have some thoughts on candles. I know Shelby does too, but I'll start off. We are big fans of layering. Anyone who's heard any of our shows about food preps and anyone who's read, and many of you have, our book on food preps, Food Preps 2.0, you'll know we're big fans of layering, and that's having different things that have different qualities. For example, having some MREs, having some commercially canned food, some home canned food, some freezer stuff. And so you have different layers of stuff. The same applies to candles. You should have some of the cheap little tea light ones that you get like 100 for a couple bucks. You should have some mid-range candles, and you should have some of the designated survival candles that, you know, last for 100 hours or whatever. You want a mix of them. Here's one type of candle I don't suggest you get, and that's scented candles, especially if the scent is something like freshly baked cookies. Because if you're in a disruption situation and you don't have a lot of food, the last thing you need to do is smell freshly baked cookies. You could start a riot in your own house.
What I appreciate about candles, and we've experienced this, and we definitely have a supply of candles, when we've had power outages that have lasted for a long time, you strategically place them around the house. You have lighting so that you can walk around the house without falling downstairs or doing silly things. So it's a nice way to get things lit up and be able to do what you need to do. Now, I absolutely agree with you on the layering thing. Make sure you have your flashlights because you might need to go into a crawl space or something. But
check for a gas leak. Exactly. That's a good time not to have a candle.
So make sure that you have those layers. And candles are a huge one, especially some of the ones that, like you said, last forever and ever. So what's next?
Well, we're going to tell you what you missed from a recent after show if you're not a Patreon.
You felt that something would happen soon, i.e. within a month. What, if any, last-minute purchases would you make, either consumable or non-consumable?
Water. Bottled water, gallons of water, water.
Life straws, filters.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how imminent this is. If this is like you get one chance to go to the grocery store, I'm emptying out the water stuff. I'm not getting Snickers bars. I'm getting water. Aren't you just a little curious what the lightning round is going to be with Joe J. Quint today? Oh, you're going to love it. And after show, Patreons get to hear it. And it's just $2 a month. You can go to prepping2-0.com and click on the Patreon button or get on the Googles and search for Prepping 2.0 and Patreon. We talk about it a lot because it's a big doggone deal in the prepping community. I must admit, I humbly say that. Food Preps 2.0, the book, is flying off the shelves. And there's a website that tells you everything you need to know, including the free resources page and the table of contents. Because once you see the table of contents, that I think is 17 pages single-spaced, and you see all the topics we cover, you say, I'm going to buy this book because this book is kind of the soup to nuts, no food pun intended, item on this topic. And so again, I tell you, foodpreps2-0.com. You might think Joe Jaquin's company, the Patriot Trading Group, is paying us to have him on the show. No, not at all. In fact, it goes the other way. We are his customers, and we have been blown away at his knowledge and his company's 100% trustworthy practices. And as we'll talk about, there are some shady gold and silver companies, and Patriot Trading Group is not one of them. And so, with no further ado, I bring you Joe Jaquin. Hello, sir. How are you?
Glenn and Shelby, it is great to be back. Great to talk to you guys again. Let me be the first to congratulate you on your great new book, Food Preps 2.0. I want to share a story. You know, I first met Glenn and Shelby. They sent me an email. I own a gold company, Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com. A lot of you out there are in our metals plans already. But I also own a radio station in Colorado. And Glenn and Shelby had reached out to me and said, hey, we've got this show, Prepping 2.0. We really would like to share our knowledge with everybody. And I was a little hesitant because I'm like, oh, great. Here comes another one of these prepper guys that's going to tell you, you got to buy this property, this remote property. You got to build this house and have a water catchment system and solar power. And you got to be a farmer, a rancher. You got to get your goats and your chickens and your pigs and all of these things where if you had, you know, an extra $1 million laying around, then yeah, I guess you could do those things. But your guys' approach, it's so great because it starts with, you know, people, hey, I'm like everybody else. I live in a neighborhood. I live in a city or a town. I've got people around me. And you guys have such a great approach where, hey, if your husbands and wives out there have one less Starbucks a week or brown bag your lunch once a week, you can start getting ready in a cost-effective manner. I love you guys are talking about candles and the layering. It's the same thing with your food prep book. You guys do such a great job of, hey, by the, you know, over time, gradually, step by step, you guys are going to be able to be prepared for whatever may come, whether the power goes out for a day, a week, a month, whatever it may be, people are going to be able to do it and survive it and do it in a cost-effective manner, do it on a budget. It's really why I think you guys are the premier prepping show out there.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, we love having you. This is the third time you've been on. I want to let listeners know about the previous two times you've been on. And by the way, the theme of today's show is hitting the refresh button. You were on in 2019. And things have changed. That was episode 33. It was called Why Preppers Need Gold and Silver. It was the best explanation I've ever heard of that topic. And then in 2020, you were on episode 78, which was How to Buy Gold and Silver, because as you will articulate to folks, it's not as simple as one of those ads on Fox News and texting 232323 to, I won't even say the name of the company because you're a classy guy and you don't rip on competitors. But stuff has changed since 2020, to put it mildly. There are some things that have remained the same, and there are some things that are new that folks can think about. So why don't you start off by telling us who you are and what you do?
I've owned Patriot Trading Group for the last 20 years. And we've been around since 1996. And really what we try to do is help people just be prepared, hedge themselves against the dollar, have something that, especially now, because like you said, things have changed. More and more people are looking to have things to barter with as they feel like a digital currency is going to be coming around. But whatever it is, you know, I always tell people, Glenn, we have three types of customer. We have the one customer whose focus is, I just want to hedge against the dollar. I don't like how things are going. Maybe it's politically or with the national debt or the Federal Reserve, whatever the reason may be. And they just want as much gold and as much silver as cheaply as possible. That's like 10% of our customers. Then we got 10% of our customers that are, we call them the prepper customers. hey, I want to have things that I can barter with. If something goes wrong, society breaks down, government breaks down, the power's out for extended periods of time, I can barter for things like, you know, penicillin or eggs or chickens or whatever that may be. And they want mostly fractional silver, fractional gold. That's about 10% of our customers. And then the other 80% are a combination of both, right? Hey, yes, I want to hedge against all these things I see coming, but I also want to prepare for the just in case something does go wrong. And that's really encompasses the customers of Patriot Trading Group.
I love it. And you specifically cater to people like the listener right now. And I want to contrast you with the other stuff. You know, almost every single conservative talk radio or podcast host that I can think of has an advertiser who's one of the big, I'll call gold and silver mills. And what I mean by mills is they have a bunch of salesmen probably working on commission. And if I may give some advice to listeners, please never give your phone number or your email address to these companies. They will absolutely hound you. And one of the things I love about Patriot Trading Group is the only time I hear from you is when you're shipping an order. And there is no harassment or cold calling. It's none of that stuff. Because I hate that. I absolutely hate that kind of stuff. So that's when I say that we, in our opinion, having been customers and still being customers, that your company is 100% trustworthy. Why don't you tell folks about your Better Business Bureau rating? Because I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah, we have an A-plus rating, obviously, with the Better Business Bureau, but we've never had a complaint. When you think about a company as old as ours, I mean, we're coming up a couple of years from 30 years in business to never have a complaint. The Better Business Bureau, I think they go back like 3.5 years, but they can go back 30 years and there wouldn't be a single complaint. And Glenn, you brought up a great point. And just to tell your listeners, if you're dealing with a company that makes outbound phone calls, that's one of the easy indicators that you're paying too much, because two things. Number one, they're probably on commission. Number two, you've got a phone room full of people making phone calls. All of that costs money. And that's something here at Patriot, we've never done it. We don't solicit our customers. We don't sell your information. We don't do any of that stuff. If you call an order from us, or if you're in our metals program or whatever that may be, the only time you hear from us is when you call us, or we're notifying you that an order is shipping. And then after that, if you don't call us, you'll never hear from us.
And you've mentioned a couple times the metals program. Why don't you describe that? Because Shelby and I can 100% authentically say, because we're in the metals program, this is a fantastic thing. Why don't you describe that to folks? We'll get into some of the reasons to have gold and silver in a moment, but I want to establish that Patriot Trading Group is the place to go because we feel so strongly that you are.
Yeah, it's something we created, back when the financial crisis was going on. And we wanted something because as gold started rising, you know, when I first started, you know, gold was like $300. You know, it's almost $2,200 today. Silver was like $4. Silver's almost $25 now. But we wanted something that was affordable. Something because we're out there running specials and a $20 gold piece, you know, and at the time it may have been $500 or $600, and we're like, you know, not everybody has $500 or $600. So we created our metals program where right now it starts now at $100 a month. So that's the minimum, $100 a month. You leave a card on file with us. You tell us the day of the month you want the money withdrawn. You know, some people like it at the beginning of the month. Some people like it at the middle of the month. Some like it at the end of the month. You pick the date. You pick the amount. There's no maximum, so you can do as much as you like. And then we ship 4 physical deliveries a year. So if you're at the minimum, the $100, after 3 months, you're going to have $300. And then we ship you out. And in this case, it's going to be mostly utility silver, you know, silver dimes, quarters, half dollars, 10th ounce American gold eagle. So small fractional gold and silver coins. If you're higher up, we have people doing 5,000 a month. They'll get bigger denominations of gold. You can actually request, hey, I only want gold or I only want silver, and we do those for you. The great part about the program is at the end of every quarter, we pool all the money that's in there and we make mass buy. So you're going to get everything at the lowest price possible. We used to ship at the end of the quarter. The program is so big now, we ship pretty much. So March happens to be a shipping month. It's, you know, the end of the first quarter. We will be shipping metals plans almost every single day of the week in March. As soon as, let's just say you're getting your card hit today, as the example, on the 23rd. On Monday, my gal in the shipping department, she's going to be shipping out your first quarter's metals program. And it's just a great way for people that, A, either don't have a ton of money to afford gold and silver, or for people that maybe, hey, I do it, I'm doing a bigger amount, I just don't want to follow it every single day. I just want to buy on a regular basis. So it's a really great way to get into the gold and silver markets, no matter whether it's just from an affordability standpoint or, hey, I just want to buy every single quarter, whether gold's up or down, I'm just buying every quarter.
And what I love about the metals plan is that every quarter you get this nondescript box. It's not labeled gold and silver inside, please steal me. I mean, it could be anything. It could be, you know, a thing of rubber bands or whatever. Nobody knows. And so you get this nondescript box and you open it up and it's like Christmas. You have all this really cool stuff. I think Shelby has something.
Yeah, it was interesting, Joe. I was going to tell you, I was listening to another podcast, and one of the, for those who have listened to the show, they know we've done a whole bunch of other podcasts and shows we listen to. And I heard about another, not gold program, but another prepping type of product out there that's doing this sort of quarterly.
Oh, it's the ammo one.
It's the ammo one. I'm like, I know who was the pioneer in this model.
I don't know if you know this, Joe. There's basically an ammo plan where you put in a certain amount every month and you tell them what caliber you want, and then it ships, or you can sell it back when the price inevitably goes up. And so, and I remember thinking, huh.
That sounds familiar.
Stole a page out of Joe Jaquin's book. So I don't know. Did you know about the ammo plan?
I didn't, but boy, with the price of ammo, it definitely makes sense. It's something where it's part of inflation. It's part of the lower standard of living now, where for a lot of things, hey, I need to be on the layaway plan to be able to afford it.
Absolutely. And when I just think that copying somebody's model is the best flattery.
Yeah,
so good
right.
on you. And I consider ammo to be, precious metal.
Precious metal, exactly. Yeah. Well, Shelby has some folks to mention.
Oh, absolutely. We have some awesome sponsors that support us and keep the lights on over here at Prepping 2.0. Listeners, you can find them at prepping2-0.com. Click on Friends and Affiliates, and over there you will find Pro One Water Filters. Make sure you have your water supply needs plan set in place, and Pro One is a great place to start. Come and take it. Armor, Katie Armor, Backwoods Home Magazine. Oh my goodness. Can't wait for the next episode of that.
Edition, I believe.
Edition, episode, publication,
whatever.
The thing that comes in the mail. EMP Shield protects your home and cars from electrical buzzes. Paul Burke, Realtor, Gibbs Arms, and of course, Podcast Access. That's Andy, our producer over there. He will help you with any of your podcast needs and make you sound amazing.
Joe, I want to follow up on something you alluded to because it's pretty important, and that is you said you get physical gold. Please describe the differences between physical and paper gold and the 100% overwhelming reason to have physical, in my opinion, over paper. This is a key thing for people to know about gold and silver.
Yeah, so paper gold, it's just like anything else, almost like buying a stock. You're placing a bet that you think gold's going to go up or silver's going to go up. You can actually bet that it's going to go down. You don't own it. You don't hold it. But you can enjoy the benefit of it, whether it's going up or down. However you wanted to bet, if you're right, you get to make some money. And if you're wrong, well, you lose some money. The great part about holding physical gold, especially now we're seeing this play out in this boom and bust cycles that we seem to be in, and all the debt, you know, when you buy paper assets, you're really buying debt. Wall Street's a debt market. The bonds are a debt market, right? Even when you're buying a home or a building, right? Most people have a mortgage. It's a debt market. When you have physical gold and silver, it's not a promise to pay, right? Nobody owes anything on it, and it's real money. It's the one thing that's been money for thousands of years. It's something that's out of the system. And I think that's going to be very, very important. You know, I don't know how many of your listeners remember the Canadian truckers when they were upset and they were having the protest up there. And then the Canadian government started freezing people's bank accounts simply for donating to the Canadian truckers to show their support. And all of a sudden, not having access to money, having something physical in your possession that if something happens, you know, a lot of people don't realize when the power goes down, your debit cards don't work.
Yeah, right?
When there's no power, right, you can't buy anything at the grocery store. None of that stuff works. But having some physical gold and silver for those things that may be coming in the future, it really is something where more and more people every single day are starting to figure out, hey, I better have at least some just in case.
And you say just some, and we have a minute or two before we do our break. You say have some. Are you advocating people selling everything they own and buying hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gold and silver from
you? I think I know the answer, but go ahead, Joe.
I'm a lawyer. That's what I do.
Yeah, absolutely not. And I think everybody's different, you know, depending on wealth, right? Somebody ordering a couple hundred thousand dollars, hey, that's, I'm just taking, you know, a couple of a percent, 5% or 10% of my paper assets and putting it into gold and silver, where somebody else, hey, it may be $1,000.
Right.
But for them, hey, that's a good chunk of money for somebody. And we have it all. We know we take orders in the seven digits, right? $1 million plus orders, $100,000 orders, $500,000 orders. And we take orders for $200 and everything in between.
Right. Good to know.
Yeah, we're always and always on our show. You'll hear us repeatedly tell people, don't put all your money into gold and silver, just like you shouldn't have all your money in the stock market or all your money into the housing market, right? Being diversified is really how you need to be. It's the best way to be. And it's part of why we love having Prepping 2.0 as part of our family, because I really feel like you guys really do the same thing with prepping, which is, hey, here's how you do it a little bit at a time, gradually over time, so you don't overextend yourself. And I love the layering part, because that's what usually happens with a lot of our customers. They start out small, and then as their income levels go up, or as they get better at budgeting their money, or maybe their kids have grown and now they've got some extra money, they grow that amount that they're putting away for gold and silver.
That is perfect.
Perfect ending for segment one,
exactly.
But there's lots more coming in segment two.
Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
More of Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher is coming right up. Hear all our previous shows free online at prepping2-0.com.
Prepping 2.0 is about that next level of prepping. One of the key 2.0 items to have is bulletproof body armor plates. I used to think body armor was too tactical for a regular guy like me, but it isn't. Give yourself, your family, and your team an unfair advantage when bullets are flying. Body armor used to be expensive and hard to get. Not anymore. KD Armor, and that stands for come and take it, makes solid and affordable body armor for normal people. Get body armor while you can. The clowns in Congress are trying to prohibit future sales. KD Armor is the place to get it. CATIArmor.com. Prepping 2.0 listeners get a 10% discount when you use the coupon code GRANT.
When the grid goes down, darkness will descend fast. Used to be there was nothing you could do about an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, or CME, coronal mass ejection. Now you can protect your electronics, protect your family, thanks to EMP Shield. EMP Shield invented a simple-to-install device that prevents whatever's connected to it from frying in an EMP or CME, and it costs just a few $100s. EMP Shield has been tested by independent laboratories and passed muster with the government, which has ordered lots of them. Google EMP Shield and see for yourself. And save some money. Get a $50 discount per device. Go to prepping2-0.com. Click on the Friends and Affiliates page, then click on the EMP Shield logo. At checkout, use coupon code PREPPING2.0. It's all one word.
Shelby Gallagher here. We found that you need to layer your food preps.
Yeah, this is Glenn Tate here. A lot of times the hardest part of layering is the long-term foods. We love Numana foods, which have a 25-year shelf life and are non-GMO. Also, organic meals are available.
Numana comes in family-style portions and in bulk. This is not backpacking food. It's family meals that last for at least 25 years, the perfect freeze-dried part of your food layering.
You can get a sample of Numana meals for $19.95 and see for yourself. You will be amazed.
Prepping 2.0 listeners get a 10% discount by entering the code PREP.
Go to numana.com or click the link on the Prepping 2.0 website.
Give it a try. Numana.com. That is N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.
In a tactical situation, your AR is your life. Gibbs Arms makes a sweet feature, the only side charger that can use a standard bolt carrier group with no modification. Gibbs makes them in 9mm, 5.56, and 308. In fact, Gibbs Arms has been granted 8 patents for unique innovations. The company started back in 2008 when two Boeing engineers realized no one else made what they wanted. Take a look at their website and see all the ways Gibbs Arms can help you mod your AR. Gibbs with a Z, arms.com. That's GIBBZARMS.com.
Without water, you're done in 3 days. Pro One Water Filters. It's literally a matter of life and wet. Pro One G2.0 all-in-one gravity systems are NSF ANSI 42 component certified.
Not everybody can say that.
No need for additional add-on filters to reduce fluoride. Pro One stainless gravity systems include a stainless steel spigot and a countertop stand for no additional cost. Pro One Water Filter Gravity Systems. Check them out at ProOneUSA.com. That's ProOneUSA.com. Most tested, most trusted. Now, more of Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher.
Thanks for rejoining us, Shelby Gallagher here. We're just getting started with our discussion of gold and silver with Joe J. Quint. For even more, though, stick around for the after show. If you're a Patreon supporter, we're going to give him a lightning round.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Bunch of questions. It'll be fun.
We were talking about the food preps book, and I'm not talking about the food preps book. Well, I kind of am a little bit. One of the things we have in there is a resource list, which has got links to all kinds of stuff that's mentioned in the book. One of the things that's mentioned in the book is Numana freeze-dried food. It's, in our opinion, your anchor freeze-dried food layer of your food prep's layering system. They don't sell individual backpacker kind of serving sizes. They have family-style stuff, and it's really, really good. Those of you who are fans of the 299 Days book series, everybody's favorite character is Pal. It's not my character. It's Pal.
Pal has grown up so nicely.
I know. He's like a grown-up now. It's really weird. But Pal loves Numana mac and cheese. Do I need to say any more? Well, let's do the archive dive. This is where we go back and we look at previous episodes because we have so many new listeners. We like to tell folks about previous episodes. They may not know we've covered various topics, but we have. And the highlight this week is episode 127, which aired in April of 2021. It was called Men and Women Taking Advantage of Each Other During the Collapse. And it was the 2021 edition. We did a previous version in 2018. And it's kind of a weird title when you think about it, but we talk about how traditionally, looking back historically at every single kind of people on the planet, this is a universal human thing. When stuff gets crazy and there's no rule of law and there's scarcity of resources, a lot of really bad things happen, and some men take advantage of women. And conversely, here's the point that no one ever brought up because feminism has taken root in our society. There are women who take advantage of men.
What? What?
I know. And so we talk about it, and it's a fascinating thing. And if I may say, we call this show Prepping 2.0 for a reason, and that's because it's the next level of prepping. We address topics that go beyond the first level, which is what to have in your bug out bag. We talk about things like men and women taking advantage of each other. And so I highly commend that. Well, you mentioned, Joe, you keep doing this, which is great. You say kind of offhand, oh yeah, there's my show. Why don't you tell folks about your radio show, and it's also a podcast, because I recommend listening to this. This is where I got a lot of my economic thoughts, knowledge, whatever you want to call it. Go ahead and tell folks about the shows.
Yeah, so the Patriot Radio News Hour is the name of this show. We're on from 9 on the West and 9 in Mountain Time, believe it or not. So we're on tape delay on the West Coast, but 9 o'clock Mountain Time from 9 to 10. There's a bunch of places you can find the podcast. You can go to Patriot's website, our website, allamericangold.com. All one word, allamericangold.com. You can go to my radio station that I own as well, 1360khnc.com. We have a podcast section there. And then me and my partner, we do 2 more hours. We actually are on the air 3 hours a day. The first hour is our economics hour. We talk about the Federal Reserve, central bank digital currencies, the debt and all of those things. And then the second 2 hours, it's called the Half Empty Cup of Joe. We do a lot more conspiracy type things, like we just did a 9/11 show this week. We're doing stuff on the border, all kinds of COVID, mask mandates, all of those things. So yeah, I do 3 hours a day from 9 to noon Mountain Time.
And on occasion, when I can make it, when I'm not doing my day job, which is sadly too often, sometimes I pop up on Half Empty Cup of Joe, and I absolutely love the opportunity. It is so much fun to grab a microphone, and you and Jason, the conversations are fantastic. And folks can find the show on the internet. 1360KHNC is the URL off the top of my head.
Correct. 1360KHNC.com. And you can tune in on the internet. We have a live call and text line for that show as well, so you can be part of the program as well.
I want to get some meat and potatoes out of you here, Joe, while we have you here. So, and you kind of mentioned it, that this is something you probably talk about this every day on your show, but we haven't had you on in a while. Mm-hmm. So what do preppers need to do now differently in terms of how they think about gold and silver than they did, let's say, I don't know, 3 years ago before everything kind of went weirdo on us?
Mm-hmm. What's changed?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because I think what COVID really taught us is we're a lot closer to fascism than a lot of people think, because with COVID, the government, along with the help of business, really with government and business conspiring together to enforce freedom restriction, right? Mask mandates, you can't go to work. You can't go to work unless you have a shot. None of these were laws. No. You know, an executive order is not a law, but yet we saw businesses work with government. We saw it with Facebook and Twitter and all of those social media platforms and the government trying to censor free speech. We saw it again. Take January 6th, another great example of the government really trying to prevent freedom. And of course, the spiraling of the debt, you know, COVID happened, the debt blew up. You know, everybody thought, well, once COVID's over, the government's going to stop all the spending. They haven't. It's gotten worse. And now the central bank digital currency is becoming a major topic that people are worried about, because in the future, it's simple to see. They're going to have climate change initiatives. They're going to have, you know, I'll call it the social credit score, where the government's going to want to track everything that people do. You're only going to be allowed to buy so much of this and so much of that. And oh, by the way, you said some things on this platform or that platform that we didn't like, or you donated to something that we didn't like, or we think you're now part of a terrorist group and they cut you off. And these are things that I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to because of COVID. You know, the funny thing is I say a lot to the people that listen to my shows, COVID woke a lot of people up. I think the financial crisis woke some people up. COVID has woken a lot more people up to, oh, wait a minute, man, I thought those guys were just wackos, you know, in the basement with a tinfoil helmet. And now all of a sudden, hey, these guys, they're probably right. And I was the one that was naive about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've seen that. 2021 was a watershed moment in the prepping world, which is a great segue to my next question. Do you think that buying gold and silver has become more socially acceptable? I have some thoughts on it, but tell me what you think.
Well, you know, such a great question. When I first started in the business, my wife's family was in the gold and silver business, and that's how I kind of got into it. And I used to tell my wife, God, your family, they're great. You know, they're really fun. I love them. Her uncle and I used to play a lot of golf together, but I would tell her, man, he's just wacko. You know, he's really crazy out there. And we would just talk. And all of a sudden, I was a, you know, full disclosure, I was a Fox News guy. And if Fox said it, it was true. And I just started listening more and more and kind of doing my own thinking, becoming an independent thinker again, and realizing, hey, wait a minute, that's not really what's happening in the world today. And as I got into the gold business, you're right. It was something where less than 1% of the people even thought buying gold was a good idea. When I told my friends, I'm going to go into the gold business, they're like, why? Right? Why would you do that? Fast forward to today, nobody thinks that's crazy.
No.
Matter of fact, everybody, when there's people, I'll say casual acquaintances, when they find out that I'm a gold and silver dealer, they immediately want to have a conversation.
Like, what's your website, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, immediately. Hey, can I talk to you? Can I call you? I just want to have some questions. And that's what's changed. And like I said, I think every one of these big events, you know, maybe starting with the dot-com bubble and 9/11 and that whole, I'll leave that for a different time. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the financial crisis and people losing their homes to COVID. Every time people have these big events, it's amazing how many more people wake up and realize, uh-oh, I see what's coming and I need to start preparing so I can be ready.
So on that note, one of the conversations that I've kind of had with other preppers, and I've been on a few other shows recently, where people ask me, is it too late because of inflation is so crazy. Like, you know, I think about just by building supplies or just by things, it's at least double the price than it was just a few years ago. And so to start prepping right now, doing the things we do, you know, rice and beans and all of that, it's going to cost you more. And there's that moment of it might be too late to do like a major stockpile of something in terms of that. Tell us what your thoughts are on that in the gold and silver world. Just because things cost so much more, can people still get, even on a really tight budget where they don't have, you know, expendable income anymore, can they still get in on the gold and silver market? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. And unfortunately, the answer is it's not too late, not even close to too late. And that's what's sad, because what we're going to find out is things, real things, are going to be the only things that have real value. Because, you know, fiat money, just so people know, we didn't invent it. Heck, we didn't even invent the banking system, right? Those all existed way before America was ever a country, but they all go to zero. That's just what happened. It's a debt system. You hear the Fed talk about it all the time about, well, we just want 2% inflation, right? Think about how they've dumbed us down enough to deem that that would be acceptable, that every year they want to devalue your savings, devalue your work by 2%. And when they get it wrong, which they've gotten it wrong now, right? We all know they're devaluing our savings and they're devaluing our work 10% a year plus. And at the height of the inflation, we probably lost 20% of it. And unfortunately, their only solution is to continue to spend money, because that's how it works. The only way that the stock market can be at 40,000 is if there's more debt in the world. And that's the system we're in. So unfortunately, I think we're still very early in this cycle. The next 10, 20 years, you're going to see, in my opinion, you'll see silver prices in the triple digits. You'll see gold prices, you know, at least five digits long in the gold price and everything else too. Oil, look at housing. Even though nobody can afford a house, housing's still outrageously expensive.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the things I love about gold and silver is that, and I'm curious what you think about this, as a practical matter, you don't lose money. You know what I mean? It's not like gold, the price of gold per ounce plummets by 50%. Even if there were a giant gold mine that was discovered and now there's twice as much supply. First of all, that hasn't happened. And second of all, good luck anywhere in the world getting the permits it would take to actually mine it. Third of all, with the world financial system in some part influenced by gold prices, you'll never see a gigantic difference in gold prices. But it seems to me, and this has been true in my own personal investing with gold and silver, that the price never drops fundamentally. It goes up a little bit, it goes down a little bit, but it's not like you're betting. You know, you mentioned paper gold, where you can actually lose money because you bet that the price will go up and it goes down, or vice versa. So one of the things I love about gold and silver, and I think I know your thoughts on this, but I'll ask anyway, is it a situation where you very rarely, quote, lose money? But you may not make a ton of money because it's just keeping up with inflation, but you're not going to lose everything.
You know, we always used to say one of the great things about gold and silver, it doesn't go to zero, right? It always has value. And because we are in a fiat money system, which is designed as, you know, they like to say, well, just 2% inflation, which in a couple of years, they'll say, well, just 3% inflation or just 4% inflation. You're right. Over time, the value should increase as the money system goes farther and farther into debt. But, you know, like I said, I started over 20 years ago. Gold was $300. It's now almost 2,200. It's never a straight line, right? There's always peaks and valleys in those markets. But the best part is you're always going to have value. And to your point, Glenn, gold doesn't move. We'll take Bitcoin, right? Hey, Bitcoin can be up $10,000 one day and down $10,000 the next. Same thing with a stock, right? One stock, today it's the greatest stock on the face of the planet. And then the next day, the CFO was crooked and the stock's gone to zero and you're wiped out. Gold and silver always have value. Yeah.
I love it. Well, speaking of gold and silver, please tell folks about the differences between gold and silver and some of the pros and cons of each, because this is fascinating.
This is one of the big questions for a lot of people that are new to gold and silver. So obviously the first one is price. Gold is more expensive than silver. I always say gold's older brother, silver's little brother, and they have different things. They both help in the savings part, right? Because we view gold and silver as savings. They both help as a hedge against the dollar, because we live in the United States, so we're hedging against the dollar. Gold is really primarily a dollar hedge. Silver's money as well in history, but it has some different things that drive that market. The other side for, let's take silver as an example, as we were talking about, a lot of industrial uses for silver. Every computer, every cell phone, anything to do with the climate change agenda, electric vehicles, solar panels, wind farms, lots and lots of silver is involved in those things. The Biden administration, it's really important for people to know, just passed new EPA standards that essentially by 2032, no matter what the car companies want to do, over half of all the cars are going to have to be electric, which, just believe me when I tell you, makes no sense and will make cars cost. You think they cost a lot now, wait till then. But silver is going to have a big move here. The one thing, pros and cons, the one con that I have for silver, weight. Silver's heavy. If you buy a large quantity of silver, I have people that will call me up and say to me, Joe, I want to do 100,000 in silver. I want to do 500,000 in silver. I want to do $1 million in silver. And my answer is no, you don't. And they get upset because they say, hey, silver's undervalued. They think it may outperform gold, and they may be right. But unless you have a huge walk-in bank-type vault in a forklift, right, you probably don't want that type of quantity in silver. You know, $1 million of gold. Shelby could have $1 million of gold in her purse, and nobody would know it, and you could walk away. You know, the fires, that's a big thing. We've had, I don't know if people remember, in Louisville, Colorado, there's this fire that took out 1,000 homes. Well, we had customers there, and all of them said, hey, man, this thing came, it was, you had 5 minutes to leave. You're not going to load up, you know, $100,000 of silver in 5 minutes. So that's one of the bigger differences. But you got to love the barterable ability of silver, especially if I'm talking about a world where silver is $100 or $200 an ounce. It's something you have to have it as part of your holdings.
And I'm glad you brought up barter and silver, because one of the themes, and this appears in the 299 Days book series, one of the themes is it's great to have smaller chunks of money like silver, because if you show up at a trading post, and there's no rule of law at this point in this scenario, you show up at a trading post and you pull out a gold coin that's, say, worth $45,000 at this point, you know, and you say, I need a carton of eggs. Who's got change? Number one, you're going to be robbed. And number two, nobody's going to have change. And so it's layering. You know, we love that term. I mean, you have some gold, you have some silver. Talk about why hallmarked gold and silver is a good idea, and explain to folks what that is.
That's another great question. So
we got a lot of them here.
Yes, hallmarking. We live, primarily most of our listeners, live in the United States or U.S. territories. So the tax laws are very, very important. So we always tell our customers, U.S. government hallmark material, that's the best.
And what
and
is
it's
that?
Not the best because it's the U.S. government.
Okay? It's what is
the
hallmark?
Best,
yeah.
Right, because of tax laws, when you want to sell back or trade or do any of those other things. The second best would be other countries' hallmarks, maple leaves, Krugerrands, Chinese pandas. And then last will be the bars, the gold bars, the silver bars. And the reason why I say they're and they're barely last, but they're last simply because there's laws in all these major countries about counterfeiting currencies. So a lot of the counterfeiting you'll see will be in the bars, because you're not breaking a federal law and you don't have to go to federal prison. And so you do have to be leery of that. I would buy nothing that isn't hallmark. So we don't buy, here's a bar of silver or a bar of gold, and it doesn't have any hallmarking. Maybe, hey, a guy, I'm a little dredge guy and I melt my own stuff into a gold or silver bar. If it's not hallmark, you'll have a much harder time getting people to accept it.
Right, because if you roll into the trading post and you've got a bar of metal, and you say, trust me, it's really silver. How do I know that it's silver? However, if you show up with silver coins that are minted from the United States government, it's got the little picture of Kennedy or Truman or whatever it might be on it, or a gold eagle, which is readily viewable and ascertainable as U.S. government currency. I know what it is because it's harder to counterfeit an intricate inlay on, say, an American Eagle gold coin than it is something that doesn't have any markings on it. So that's what the hallmarking is. And I think that's really important because we're going to go, if there's a disruption, and I think there will be, we're going to go through a transition period where people are bartering and nobody knows that, for example, a pre-1965 dime has, what is it, 9/10 of an ounce of silver in it. They're going to know it when that's the currency, and everybody will quickly understand, oh, okay, you show up with a silver half dollar, that is a little bit less than half an ounce of silver, and they'll get that. And so it actually functions more as a currency because it's a known quantity, and that's really important. So that's what hallmarking is. So I'm glad you explained that to folks because, you know, I would hate for folks out there to get a bunch of potentially counterfeit stuff that they can't use in currency. We've touched on it a little bit, but explain why gold and silver is a hedge against inflation. And we have about 1 minute before we go into the after show. We can continue the conversation then. And then in the after show, just to tease everybody, because that's what a good podcast host does, we're going to talk about central bank digital currencies, which are an absolute abomination. And the only way to get around that is gold and silver. But describe how gold and silver in a minute or so, you know, 30 seconds or so, is a hedge against inflation.
Really simply put, back when our currency was backed by gold, the government couldn't mint money until somebody went under the ground and got the gold. The Federal Reserve did away with that in 1933. And now they just make dollars out of thin air. And once gold became allowed to trade, so gold was banned for almost 40 years, it is now really the inverse, if you will, of the fiat currency. So every time the government prints up money, there's nothing behind it other than the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. And of course, the more they print, that's really the definition of inflation. It's just the printing of money. The cause is everything costs more. And that's why you're seeing gold do what it's doing now, because, well, people aren't so sure that the United States is going to be able to pay $34, $35, $40, $50, $100 trillion.
And that we're gonna note, we have to give you the
hook.
And we're going to go over into the after show. But, folks, that's why we have trust issues, isn't it?
With the government, not with Joe Jaquelin.
Absolutely. So, folks, don't forget, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. From Benjamin Franklin, one of our great founding fathers. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher. All the information you've heard today, including all our previous shows, is online at prepping2-0.com. Find out more about Glenn's books at 299days.com and Shelby's books at agreatstate.com. Learn about the latest book they authored together at foodpreps2-0.com. Until next time, be smart, be safe, and be prepared.